Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things, even though we totally should. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Then let's jump into this, Mom.
Okay.
Give us some holidays that are happening in the next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Today, the 7th.
Okay.
Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
I remember going to the Pearl Harbor thing in Hawaii when I was a kid.
The memorial.
And that was tough.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
It's also National Cotton Candy Day.
What a contrast.
Yes. And National Letter Writing Day.
Wait, Mom, what is your favorite flavor of cotton candy, pink or blue?
A pink.
I remember one time, just to go on a tangent about cotton candy.
Oh, here we go.
In Santa Barbara, where I grew up, there was a lemon festival. I don't know if it still happens,
yes.
But there's a lemon festival. And I went. I didn't have much money at the time. I was, I think, in high school, or maybe even younger. I didn't have any money to my name, but I did have like $3. And I could buy anything I wanted at this lemon festival to eat. I saw yellow cotton candy. And I was like, lemon cotton candy must taste like lemonade, you know, like sugar, lemons.
Yeah?
I'm getting this. I got it. I was super stoked, spent my own money on it, took a bite. It was banana flavor.
No! At the lemon festival?
Yes! And I used to despise bananas, and now I'll eat them, but I don't like them. And
no.
I was so pissed. Who serves banana flavored anything at a lemon festival? Get out of here.
If
I was
it's
so
yellow
pissed.
At a lemon festival, it is lemon,
right? It's like, oh, we have to make it yellow cotton candy because the lemon festival. I'm like, no, you lied. What you did was false advertisement, illegal. I would like my money back and reimbursement for and I want extra money for the trauma that you've caused emotionally.
You know Skittles all taste the same, apparently.
Tricks.
I don't believe that.
Tricks all taste the same, not Skittles.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I don't know. I saw something and I'm like, that's not true because I know I don't like the purple
Skittles
ones.
And Starburst are very much their own flavor.
Yeah.
Yes. M&Ms are not.
They're all the same flavor.
M&M. And then I saw a thing this week that said Tricks, like the cereal.
Tricks. Tricks all taste the same.
Yes. I think that's what you were thinking. When you saw it.
Okay.
All
next.
Right. National Letter Writing Day.
Yeah, that is an art that is gone.
It just takes so long.
Oh,
I can just text
come on.
You.
But to have it in writing, in your handwriting, I don't know. Oh, there was something special about that.
I have terrible handwriting. So
the things that I see that my mom wrote to me now since she's gone, mm-hmm. I hate this year. Sorry.
It's okay.
They're really special because it was in her handwriting. That's cool.
I have a few cards saved from grandma and grandpa and stuff with their handwriting on it.
Yeah.
But my handwriting sucks butt. So I never want to put that out in the world. Yeah.
Tuesday. You're going to like this one.
Okay, give it to me.
National Brownie Day. Not Girl Scouts and brownies, but brownies are the ones you eat.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
I figured just that making much. Sure. I don't often think about the Girl Scouts and brownies.
Okay, nuts or no nuts, Rachel?
I like nuts. I also love a salted caramel one.
Oh, okay. Now, do you like the thin ones or the thick ones?
What do you mean thin? There are no thin brownies.
Yeah, there are. And they're more mushy.
What?
Okay, never mind. How about
clearly I don't like them. I don't know them.
December 9th, Llama Day.
I still don't know the difference between a llama and an alpaca. And we went to an alpaca llama farm.
But they only had llamas. there was
no
llamas there. They had banana ears.
Which,
they were llamas.
Which one spits?
Camels.
Why did you spit? Why?
I didn't think about it. It's camels. Camels spit. I don't know if llamas or alpacas. What? I heard alpacas are tamer, sweeter, gentler. Llamas can be like guard dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
One of them spits, though.
I don't know. Let's get them both and see.
Why are we getting them? Stop.
I want a puppy so bad.
No, my mom texted me this last couple days and said, I want a puppy. And I just responded with, no.
No, she won't let me.
I won't. She is allowed to have one animal at a time, ladies and gentlemen, because my mom used to hoard animals. So
I'd love them.
Yes, but.
Well, I couldn't have more kids, so.
But they're a long-term commitment.
Well, so are kids.
Yes. That's why we don't just pop out children as well.
I wish I could. Moving on to December 10th.
I still don't know which one spits. You and a camel.
Camels.
That's all that's not in the conversation.
Okay. December 10th. Are you ready?
Flynn's birthday.
Flynn turns 2 years old.
Flynn Stocklin.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Cutie with
it's also Human Rights Day.
As it should be.
And Hanukkah begins.
Happy Hanukkah! Dreidel, mm-hmm. dreidel, dreidel, I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 we will play.
December 11th, International Mountain Day.
What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Mountains are bigger.
Says who?
Says everybody.
Okay.
December 12th is Gingerbread House Day. Are you going to make one?
No. Okay,
Me either.
I texted Colleen and JoJo, and I was like, we need to do another Christmas competition, like figure out a way to do a Christmas competition safely, because last year we did Ugly Christmas Sweater Competition, and I've never seen JoJo and Colleen so happy and competitive at the same time when I brought them to Michael's Crafts and said, pick out everything you want to make a sweater. And they had so much fun, got so angry, and it was a lot of fun to film. I don't know if people enjoyed viewing it, but it was a lot of fun to film. And I was like, we need to do another version of that somehow. And JoJo said, gingerbread houses. And I was like, oh, because I was thinking I'll set up some tables in JoJo's backyard or something. And well, I'll do it. I'll just bring all the supplies. And JoJo was like, but we have to be able to use hot glue. And I was like, that's not edible. And Colleen responds in this group chat. She goes, when have you ever eaten a gingerbread house, Rachel? It doesn't have to be edible. I was like, why are we making these? We don't eat them.
You don't eat them. You don't.
Why are we
making
them?
I had actually bought this little kit. It was a gingerbread. I think it was like a glove or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was a Christmas thing. You know, a mitten.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. Or something. Snowman. I don't know what it was. It was a thing. And it was really simple to do. It just required a little. And I thought Flynn and I could do this. This would be fun.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. It said on the thing, not edible. It's like if you're doing it with little kids, they're gonna sneak some of this stuff.
Why are we making things out of food but not eating them? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was like, I could just bring some cardboard and you could make little Christmas houses. And they're like, no, it has to be gingerbread with hot glue. I was like, I'm not going to win this.
Half the frustration and their frustration will be if they don't use hot glue and they have to use that frosting that never hardens. And
they don't have the patience for that, neither of them. So I don't think the video is going to happen just because COVID and we're on one lockdown now.
Yep.
But maybe next year I'll have gingerbread house making, but don't eat them with hot glue.
Hot glue. It's also a poinsettia day.
What? Why poinsettias?
Because they're red.
Oh! So are roses.
Okay, but poinsettias are red. There's also there's white ones or off-white. There's also green. I've seen many colors of poinsettias too.
But is it like, are they seasonal? Do they only grow in the winter or something?
Sure.
You don't lie. Don't make things up.
You said we don't research or fact check anything, Rachel.
That doesn't mean that we outright lie.
Anytime I've had poinsettias, they only bloom at this time of year.
Okay, well, that would make sense.
That's only when I buy them.
Okay, well, Mom, listen, so many things to say to you.
So many things. Okay, one more day.
Okay.
The 13th, National Ice Cream Day. I'm there for that one. National Horse Day.
Bailey's going to be a horse girl.
And it's Taylor Swift's birthday.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift. That's all of it. That's my whole song for Taylor Swift. I hope she hears it. Did you see that this should be in the news, but I'm just going to say it now. Miley Cyrus has been, people keep making videos on TikTok saying if Miley Cyrus comments, I will get whatever tattoo she says for me to get, or I will dye my hair whatever color she says to get. And Miley Cyrus has been commenting on all of these TikToks, and people are like getting married, getting tattoos, getting their hair dyed. It's been really funny. So Miley Cyrus, shout out to her. I don't know how, because we talked about Taylor Swift and I just was like, musician, got to Miley Cyrus.
If Miley Cyrus comments on our podcast, what are we going to do, Rachel?
Whatever she wants. I'm in love with her.
I might poo-poo the idea.
What? You can't poo-poo. I'll do whatever she wants. I won't poo-poo it. Don't poo-poo it. If Miley Cyrus said, Gwen, kiss me, you'd kiss her.
I'd give her a little mommy peck on the cheek, yeah.
There you go. You do it. All right.
After COVID. Not now.
After COVID, sure.
We go in lockdown tonight, Rachel.
Everyone's like, we're going lockdown. I'm like, I'm literally, there's no difference in my life.
That's what I did. I looked at all the rules and all the regulations for Santa Barbara County. I'm like, I'm already doing this.
And it's so annoying to be those people that were doing the
all this time.
Yeah, we've been doing everything correctly, and because if everyone acted like we do, it would be over by now. And it's so hard. It's like, it's getting to that point where it's like, what is the point of me doing this?
But still do it.
I'm still going to do it. I'm never not going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, what? It's so hard because you just see other people just continuing to live and no consequences yet.
Well,
I know some people who've had the consequences, but
yeah, and that's like, sad. Because you don't know all the things that are happening with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So if everyone just acted like me and my mom, we could be back to normal in like a month. Come on, people, please. Just please. Please. All right. Before we move on to the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right. In the news. Biggest thing that happened this week that I saw, the most scandalous, the most, what were you thinking, you dum-dum? YouTuber Gabby DeMartino has an OnlyFans, as many do. And by the way, OnlyFans reached out to me and they were like, we're trying to get away from adult content. Would you consider signing up for OnlyFans? And I was like, no!
Not even if Miley Cyrus asks you.
Well, if Miley Cyrus asks you.
I told you there's some limitations.
Right? You can't stop me. I'm an adult. Anyway, so she has an OnlyFans, which she has posted many sexual content things on, you know. Okay.
The other girl.
Gabby.
The girl. Okay, thank you. Are you talking about Miley?
No. But so Gabby has posted many sexual things, videos of her on top of her boyfriend making out, blah, 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 things like that. And with the thing with OnlyFans is it'll be like, you can put the title of a video and the video is blurred out and you can't watch it till you pay. And then you, once you pay, you can view the video. Mm-hmm. So she put out a video that said, won't put my panties on, or something along those lines. And then the video was blurred out. So a bunch of people paid $3.99 to see the video. And then once they paid, they got a video of her as a child when she was a toddler pulling up her dress. Her Nana was like, don't pull up your dress, put your underwear on. She was like, no. And she pulled up her dress and it was her naked as a toddler.
That's a little girl.
I know. And all of the people that paid were pissed because they just got tricked into buying child pornography.
Yeah.
And everyone was like freaking out. And they're like, I just paid for child porn. What are you doing? And like everyone was pissed off. And she was like, it was a joke, guys. Calm down.
Nah, and, like, you don't joke that.
Yeah. So then OnlyFans banned, like they disabled her account. And then she started getting a bunch of backlash. And so finally she was like, I'm sorry. I should have thought about it. I didn't think about it. I use OnlyFans as like an extra Instagram. And like she just tried to make all these excuses. And they're like, no, you put that title knowing it was a sexual innuendo, a sexual title, blurring out something that is supposed to be sexual content. Like, girl, what were you doing? Well, just like,
no. She won't do it again.
Well, I hope not.
She can't.
Well, you never, like, just, I guess you have to learn that kind of lesson eventually. So
yeah,
there you go.
I guess she figured it was okay because it was her.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying that at all.
No.
But in her probably thinking, it's not because it's me and I get permission.
Yeah. But no. And it's her content. It's her everything. But it's like,
yeah, but no,
you tricked people into purchasing a video of a naked child. So that's
next.
Yes. TikTok is apparently going to test 3-minute long videos. And I don't know how that's going to do because TikTok has trained us all to have a short attention span. There are sometimes minute long videos that I kind of scroll past because I'm like, I don't want to watch it. It's like, are they going to give us the ability to fast forward then or rewind? Because there's sometimes...
Yeah, I want to rewind and not watch a whole thing again.
Yeah, so if they do that for 3-minute long videos, sneeze, mom. Get it out.
I would like to.
Look at a light.
It's in my face right now.
Look into it. The only time I'm going to tell you to look to the light. Okay, but anyway, people are saying it's like because they're trying to compete with YouTube and whatnot, especially now since they're paying their creators. I don't know how well it's going to do.
Because you go to TikTok for the little blurbs.
Yeah.
You go to Instagram for the pictures and the stories. And then if you want to hear more of the story, you can click on to hear more of the story. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And YouTube's for the, yeah.
Like the, yeah. And Twitter's just to read people's angry diaries.
Anymore.
Facebook is a mess.
It is a hot mess.
So I don't know, TikTok. I mean, if it works, it works. But I'm a little skeptical. If it works out, I'm happy for you. But if it doesn't, I kind of thought it wouldn't.
Well, there's a guy taking care of his cows. I like watching that. I could watch more of that.
But I'm sure he has a YouTube channel. See, that's the thing. A lot of TikTokers have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So, and you don't go over to their YouTube channel because all you want is that.
A little snippet.
A little snippet, right? Like, right. It's so. Yeah, and do I have to post 3-minute long videos on TikTok?
That's
and then
just more work for you guys.
Honestly. Come on.
You work hard enough as it is.
I'm always going.
You are.
I haven't figured out my niche on TikTok yet. Like what my thing is.
What your thing is?
Yeah, I haven't been able to figure it out. I was testing it this last week. I posted like
you did
7 different videos in the span of like 3 days to see what got views. I put effort into some. I did music. I did talk. Like I just did a couple different varieties to see what happened. And it was the ones where I put no effort into. They're the ones that got views. Like I was like, apparently, if you put your phone to your tummy, you can hear what your stomach sounds like. And that one got 300,000 views. And I was like, what are you? I still don't get it
because it'll come up in my For You, you know, just the regular feed that comes through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your stuff and Colleen's stuff and whatever. JoJo's stuff never does.
Yeah.
But then I go for who I've signed up for and it's just my family and JoJo.
Yeah.
And your views, your pictures, things aren't on there.
That's weird.
It's very strange. It is very troublesome. They make me work for it to go find them.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah, JoJo's stuff doesn't pop up for me either. I have to go, like, once a week, I just go over to her page and watch all her stuff. I don't know. Yeah, because you'd think, like, if you signed up to follow somebody, they would be like, oh, you want to see their content. But TikTok's like, no. No. We don't think you actually want to see their content at all.
They send me some weird stuff. Yeah.
My 2 of my friends who are not internet people both signed up for TikTok this last week. And are both like, how do they know what to show me? Like, one's a teacher. And within an hour, she was getting teacher content. She was like, how do they know? I never said anywhere I was a teacher. And I was like, it knows. It knows your soul. It knows your life. It knows you better than you know yourself.
Well, that's a little scary. I get a lot of weird things. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you better take a good hard look at your life then, Mom. Ew, I ended up on like straight 12-year-old boy TikTok at the beginning of the week.
You said that, and I'm like, I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's a bunch of prepubescent boys grinding and grabbing their
pee-pees. No, okay, I don't want to hear that. No, ew.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? And I like screamed and I threw my phone.
Well, now that you've said it out loud, it's going to be on both of our TikToks and
both of our
Instagrams and everything.
It immediately went away after I tweeted about it. But like, I have not been on that side of TikTok since I first got TikTok. And then immediately it was like, this is not what I want to watch. And TikTok's like, oh, sorry. And then the past week they were like, try to slide it in a few times. And like,
ew.
I saw one thing that was like completely, I think it was like a Republican thing. And I was like, oh, this is going to be satire. And it wasn't. I was like, what? Get out of my here face. So I don't know. TikTok, it was a little off for me this week, but I think we're back on. Oh, sad news, Mom. Sad news. Radio Disney announced that they are going off air in 2021.
I didn't know they had a radio.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That is all we listened to in Dad's gray K car that only had
Disney radio?
Yeah, because he only had AM, I think. He only had AM radio. Yeah. And he didn't have a cassette player or a CD player. No. And I didn't want to listen to gospel music or talk shows. And he didn't want to listen to, I don't guess, hip hop or rap, but you couldn't because it was AM stations. So we only listened to Radio Disney because it was the only option we could land on. Oh, those are good times. Good times. A tiger attacked a staffer at Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue. Apparently the arm was nearly torn off. Ugh. Listen, you deal with big animals like that, that's just going to happen. That's just kind of part of it. So
she didn't know it wasn't. She thought it was locked behind the other thing and it wasn't.
Yeah. It's that I feel really bad for that staffer. That is terrible.
Yeah.
That's when people are like, how could this happen?
That tiger that's in captivity.
Yeah. It's, I was like, yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more often in all honesty. Mm-hmm. So the only political thing that I care to talk about this week was Obama, Bush, and Clinton all said, Bill Clinton, all said that they would get their COVID-19 vaccines publicly to show that it's safe. Mm-hmm. But this was a good idea. Doubters are going to be like, it was placebo, it wasn't the actual vaccine, like, or they got something different. You know, people are going to say that. But I thought it was nice that
they came together.
The 3 last presidents were like, of all different they all have different political views and have different, you know, backstories and whatnot. are like, we're going to be here for the American people and show that it's safe. So I thought that was good. I liked that. People are still going to find reasons to be mad about it and whatnot. I think I'm going to get the vaccine as soon as it's available. I said I was going to wait a bit. I don't think I'm going to.
Well, you're going to have to wait a bit anyway. There was this calculation thing. Did you see that?
No.
It says, when will you realistically get this vaccine? And you put in your county and you put in your age. And then it asked a question, which I answered wrong at first. Do you have any COVID-related? I thought it said COVID-related illnesses, da-da-da-da. And I put no, because I haven't had COVID.
Yeah.
Yay. And I was like the second to last person in the world at 61 years of age to get a COVID shot. And then I went, wow, that's really strange. It didn't ask me if I had diabetes or asthma or heart issues or anything. So I went back again and the question wasn't, is it COVID related? It's, do you have anything that COVID's gonna enhance, like my asthma?
Yeah.
When I put that sucker in, man, I was before healthcare workers and I'm like, no, 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 let them have it first.
Now you're at that age group. That's your age
group. Well, if you don't have any underlying conditions, you're just like everybody else.
Yeah, but you're old with issues.
Thanks, Rachel.
I love you. You're pretty.
You always bring me back to earth. Thanks.
I can boost you up or I can humble you down. Are you going to get it?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Good. Yeah, I know I'm like last in line and so I will patiently wait, but I'm going to get it. Like,
well, I think others before me should get it.
Yeah.
Since I'm, because I'm not out there in the world you're doing able stuff, I can sequester and do all my things. And I would rather somebody who's out there working in a grocery store or
an essential worker,
or mailman, or
someone who can't
all
hide.
The teachers. I'd rather they have it before me.
Yeah. Well, when does it say, like, did it give you a month that you would get it? Or just when?
2021.
Oh, just 2021.
Spring 2021, maybe.
I mean, I want you to get it as soon as possible. Just so that I don't have to worry about you anymore.
So you can see if it works.
No, because I feel I would be fine. I'm very healthy. But
well, and as oldies, you know, we could have the long-term effects because, you know, our time's shorter than yours, you youngins.
Yeah.
Don't want any long-term effects.
It came out that my mom was very excited about this, but she didn't want to say it because she's a little dainty woman, apparently. And I'm the unladylike one here. They just found out that COVID, one of the long-term effects on men is erectile dysfunction, ED, meaning that their peepees won't work that great. The long-term
Well, that's not the funny part, because that's
the
a sad
part. That
the
is sad.
The funny part is what
the
someone
funny
said.
Part is that everyone was like, if you had just said this back in March, we wouldn't have COVID anymore. It would have been immediately stomped out. It would have been mandatory lockdown.
Yep.
Nobody's allowed to leave their house. Everyone gets $1 million. Don't leave. And it would have been gone. But because this is new information.
I think they need to plaster it all over the news.
They need
It would be eradicated instantly.
Immediately. If we had just put that out, it'd be like, this could ruin your penises, guys. All of the men would be like, we can't. This is for the safety of our children, everyone inside. So I would never laugh at erectile dysfunction. I'm laughing at the fact that is true. That
it's
if this
just
was
funny
the,
that.
Yes.
Yeah. The comments was, after was funny.
Like, oh my God. Viagra is probably like, yes. Give it to me. Let's move on.
Oh, please.
Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, and Jennifer Hudson saved Christmas with Mariah Carey's Christmas special. Mariah Carey put out a little Christmas special because she felt she needed to save Christmas this year. We appreciate it. But she put out this cute little thing, this cute little movie that just had her singing with a tiny little plot line in between. Terrible acting, but it was adorable. I enjoyed myself watching it. But her, Ariana Grande, and Jennifer Hudson sang a song called Oh Santa, I think it was called. Phenomenal. All of them were just sounded fantastic. And everyone loved Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande's whistle tones together. They harmonized whistle tones. And everyone's like, why is everyone freaking out about them so much? And it's because Ariana Grande has always looked up to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And when Ariana Grande started getting big, Mariah Carey chose to act like she didn't know about Ariana's existence. And Ariana...
How could anyone not know of her existence?
Yeah, so Mariah was like always rude about Ariana, and Ariana was like, oh, okay, sorry, I idolized you, but never mind. So now they finally did something together,
and
it was cute, and it's like, that was nice.
There's enough room for them both.
Yes, and then, you know, all three of them look gorgeous and sounded gorgeous, and it was, they saved Christmas. Good job, ladies. They did it. Another beautiful Christmas thing is Microsoft, the software.
Yes.
Is selling ugly Windows holiday sweaters. So, like, you know the old Windows...
Yes.
Oh, I just burped and almost threw up.
Ew. Ooh, is it burning?
No, it's just like...
Carl!
And I'm back. So, you know the Windows logo where it's like that window and it's like pixelated going off? Well, they have several different holiday sweaters that are, you know, the typical ugly sweaters with the logo on it. And part of the proceeds goes to benefit girls who code, because that's a huge thing in the coding world. Is that there's just not girls in it because guys... I saw one TikTok. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but there was this girl who was like, I was really excited to take a computer class once in high school as I wanted to learn how to code. It's something that's always interested me. And so she took the class. And one time when there was like a substitute, all the guys got around, put the girl in the middle of the class, and all the guys turned, like, sat around her and started talking about her body, saying... like their favorite part of her body. They verbally sexually assaulted her. And she was just sitting in the middle of the class and she ran out crying. And she told the school, and the school was like, well, it's easier to just put you in a different class than to punish all these boys. So she got kicked out of a coding class because all of these guys just decided to degrade her sexually. And it's like that it's a big issue. Like a lot of guys are like, Girls can't code, or they'd be like, girls can code. Why wouldn't you code? You just don't like it. It's set up socially that girls aren't supposed to do it, but they can, and they're capable.
Of course they can.
And maybe their interest is because they haven't been given the opportunity to learn about it. Just like that just happens.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought that was a cute little thing to benefit the girls who code. I like that. YouTube is now going to ask commenters to rethink posting their comment if the message seems offensive. So instead of blocking offensive messages, YouTube's just going to go,
Do you really?
Is that really what you want to say? You fixed it, YouTube.
Yes! And they hit the yes button.
Yeah. Bullying gone. You did it. Congratulations. And the last bit of news I have is Amazon now lets you text Alexa on an iOS instead of verbally asking her to do something.
It's Alexa. Oh, that's round thing. Okay. Right? Yes. I was thinking Siri. I talk to her all the time.
Siri.
Okay. Siri.
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 A Siri with a fringe on top is that like...
Oklahoma.
When the wind comes surfing down the plain.
Surfing?
Okay. I say... Whipping
down the plane.
Oh, are you sure it's not surfing?
No, there's no surfing in Oklahoma.
Why did I think it was surfing?
I don't, because you're a Santa Barbara girl.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Whipping
cute.
Down the plane. Yeah, that sounds better.
That sounds better.
That's more right, isn't it? Anyway, I thought that was cool, I guess. If nice little thing to text. I think we should be able to text 911. Okay. Are we allowed to text 911?
I think there's something. You can hit on your phone. Isn't there something you can do when you can't talk and you can't make a sound and you hit it on your phone? Is that another country?
I would text mommy.
I just throw my arm on the ground and you'd think I'd fallen, so you'd come get me.
But yeah, that's a cool little update. All right, that's all of the news I have for today. Before we move on to questions, let's see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right. Did you have anything to add, Mom? I was just going on to questions.
No, but I'm going back on something.
No.
We need to fact check and research this.
Ah.
So what if you can text 911 or if you can text emergency services?
Do you need me to look it up right now?
Yeah, because we need to tell the people of this world.
Can you text?
In America. I know it's different countries. Oh, here's my phone.
In California.
Sure.
Oh, people have, you have that ability. Yeah.
What do we do? Tell us.
As of 2017, you can text to 911 in emergencies.
Fantastic.
Yeah. This is to allow people that are hard of hearing, speech impaired, or unable to talk to the safety on the phone to connect with emergency services.
Fantastic. So you
tell
can text.
Trent.
I'm going to. You can text 911.
We're so terrible. We have a... My brother can't talk on the phone, and we didn't know if he could text 911 or not.
No, I've told him to call 911 and just yell on the phone to just to repeat his name and his address and what's wrong and say, I can't hear, but here's the problem, and just stay on the phone.
Okay.
And
well,
someone will come in.
So let's just text as well.
Okay. And imagine you're scared and you're hiding under the bed. Okay. There's nowhere under my bed, but hiding in a closet somewhere and you have to dial. You can't talk.
I know. I'm saying this is a good
911. This is fantastic.
This is phenomenal. All
now
right.
Now don't use it if it's not a real emergency.
Okay, and if you are able to talk, I would suggest calling so they can get more info from you. Yeah. It's not just because you
it's
have
not,
anxiety
I'm
about
talking
the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Get it done.
All right.
Questions.
Yes.
Misha asks, well, first she says and then asks, this might be a dumb question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Just an uneducated one. Do YouTubers still get paid for videos that were uploaded a long time ago? They can. If there's an ad on them, then yes. But sometimes YouTube won't put an ad on a super old video that doesn't get any action anymore because they rather save that ad money and put it on a video that is getting action. But yeah, if there's an ad on it, they're getting paid. There's no like time limit on them.
Cool.
So that's why people leave a lot of stuff up. And when channels get deleted, that's a huge deal because even if no one's continuing to upload, their old stuff is still giving them a little bit of revenue. And also, like, if I deleted my channel today and I uploaded a video tomorrow, I would not make nearly as much money daily because my old stuff isn't getting traction and boosting me and stuff. So yeah, old videos get money if there's an ad on them. Caitlin wants to know what our favorite subject in school was.
Spelling.
Really?
And American history.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And geography.
Really?
Yeah. And I love to read.
Who are you?
Your mother.
I liked microecon, and I loved math, but only in seventh grade and freshman year of college because I had two.
Your
those
teachers.
Were my teachers were phenomenal, and I understood it, and I crushed it. To the point where, like, I didn't have to take the final test because it didn't matter. But in high school, yeah, I really liked microecon. That was my favorite. Because it was logic. It was like, obviously, when supply goes up, demand goes down. Okay. And then I don't know how to pronounce your name. Pitu Supremacy says, anime? How do we feel about it? If you like it, cool. I don't see anything wrong with anime. If that's your jam, jam it out, man.
Japanese cartoons?
Yes.
Characters?
Okay. Yes. I've never gotten into it, but that's just because, like, no one I knew was ever into it, and it wasn't, like, something I grew up with. But, man, if that's your jam.
Go for it.
Put it on some toast and eat it. Get it done. Give me that face. Last question I have. Candace says, if you could run one business, what would it be and what would you change about it? Mom?
A business that's already up and running?
Yeah, if you could just be the CEO magically tomorrow, what would you change?
Probably of healthcare.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'd be free.
See, this is what I said. The business would be America, because being the president.
Rachel for president. Let's do it. 2024.
I have to be 36. I'm not 36 in 2024.
Who says?
The rules of presidency. This is why AOC has not read yet.
You are way over your ears. I've said that since you were a little kid.
I grew up pretty fast, which is why I act like such a child now.
7 going on 39. So basically, you're already up there.
Listen, I would, if I didn't have to campaign and just did it, I would be the president of the United States and run that business the way it needed to be run. But if I couldn't do that, if you're like, but America isn't a business, one, you're wrong, because we live in a capitalist country. Yeah. So it is. But I would just take over one of the big, whatever's producing the most pollution in the world. Mm-hmm. I would take over that company and then just make it green. Just go for it. I would cut that pollution. I'd be like, no, it's done. It's over. Or Amazon, and then pay all the workers correctly and not treat them like trash. But that was my answers.
Okay.
All right. Mom, that's all the questions I have for today.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know what game? We're not going to play it today. Let's play it next week.
Apple.
Banana.
There, we played a game. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we've played it a few times. Make that noise.
Oh, I can't stand that game.
Okay. I know, but I saw someone do it on TikTok.
Okay.
And they were like, zipped each other's zipper, and it was like they made the noise, and then you had to. It's so funny.
You can't. How do you make that sound? It's just a sound that's not makeable.
Yes, it is. There's people that make all.
You do it like cartoon, but
there's these two girls just standing in the garage picking up things and making the noise, and the other person had to make
comb.
It.
A comb. You could go brrr.
That is your noise for everything. Brrr. A brrr.
Teach Flynn that sound.
No! Stop it!
No, all he does now is grunt.
There is some sad news that we did not go over today. Flynn no longer says dar-dar. He now says car. If you don't know, Flynn is my sister's almost two-year-old son, and he's obsessed with construction trucks and cars.
Garbage trucks.
Yeah. It used to be cars, but now he's just really focused on cars that have a purpose, like that do something. But he's always called cars dar-dars. And he knew what cars was. He'd be like, do you want to go see some cars? He'd be like, dar-dar. Like, he would correct us. And then this last week, he randomly just started saying cars.
Yeah.
So that phase is over. They grow up.
They do.
They do, in fact, grow up.
I hope he always calls fish.
You taught him that. And that's why you're so proud of it.
It's cute. But then he associated that with anything water related.
Yes. So now when he asks for, he's like sitting in his high chair and he'll be like.
We all go for the water.
All right, so next week we'll play Make That Noise, but I want to bring the thing. Like,
okay.
You have to, like, don't just say it so the person can, like, listen to it and hear it over again, because that was a fun game to play.
So I'm bringing things? What am I bringing? Things?
A thing that makes a noise, and I have to repeat the noise.
I get to make the noise, and then you have to. Is that what the game is?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
we can talk off camera.
I will also be bringing things for you to repeat the noise, huh?
Okay.
You're plop, such a plop. Stop being a party pooper. Miley Cyrus hasn't even commented yet. All right. That's
it. I will happily play that game.
You will happily make an OnlyFans and kiss Miley Cyrus?
No! That's not what I said.
All right. That's it for today. I love you guys so much. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, do all the things that you're supposed to do. I'm supposed to launch it. This is me advertising everything. Just know what I'm trying to advertise. Mom, take us out.
But wait. What? Be nice to everybody, because it's really a hard time. Right?
Yeah. I think my mommy needs some happiness and some love.
I need a puppy.
Okay. You don't need a puppy.
Okay, then I'll take an alpaca. Come on.
You're not going to get an alpaca. You don't even know the difference between an alpaca and a llama.
Yes, I do. Anyway. One of them spits. Oh, no, that's a camel. All right. I love you. We'll see you next week on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.